You know one of the greatest lies in Christendom? That you're a sinner saved by grace. That is not true. You go, well, the Bible says that I am. No, it doesn't, actually. It says you were a sinner. And when you got saved by grace, you became a saint. You're like, no, that's semantics. It's semantics. No, it's a name. It's a name. See, here's the point. If you believe you're a sinner, you'll sin by faith. Because you got righteous by faith in Jesus Christ. You believed and you received grace to be transformed. Listen, this is really important. You were a sinner, and 1 John 1 makes it very clear. If you say that you weren't a sinner, you make God a liar. It's important that you remember where you came from, because otherwise you'll credit you for the transformation. You were a sinner, but when you got saved, see, if any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, he's a what? New creation. Listen, do you understand new creation? It doesn't say you are a new spirit. It says you are a new creation. The word new there is the word prototype. You're the first creature to ever live simultaneously in two dimensions. You live on earth and in heaven. And you have a totally new nature. In fact, 1 Peter 2 says you have the divine nature. And you're called a royal priesthood. You are actually sons and daughters of the King. And according to Romans 8, you're heirs of Christ Jesus. You're heirs of Christ, joint heirs of Christ Jesus, and you're seated in heavenly places, but not just in heavenly places. You're seated in heavenly places with Christ, and you're told to call God Daddy. Like, well, all right. But I still sin. Well, if you believe that you're a sinner, of course you'll sin. Because you'll believe it's your nature. And I'm telling you, it's not your nature to sin.
Oh, you're trying to say I don't ever have to sin?
That's right. I'm not saying you won't. I'm just saying you don't have to because it isn't who you are anymore. That's a good word right there. You were actually born to be amazing. Do you remember every time Jesus got 30 yards from his disciples, what they argued about?